Official futures currency analyst Lukman Leung predicts that the rupiah exchange rate will strengthen in line with the planned dialogue between the United States and China after the tariff policy. Lukman Leung in Jakarta on Wednesday said that U.S. Treasury Secretary Bissen mentioned that there will be an agreement with China in the near future. The U.S. imposes tariffs of up to 245% on Chinese goods. The details are 125% reciprocal tariffs, 20% tariffs related to fentanyl issues, and Section 301 tariffs on certain goods ranging from 7.5 to 100%. Higher Education and of the Ministry of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Khairul Munandi directly reviewed the implementation of the Computer-Based Written Test, or UPBK, at the University of Indonesia. Khairul Munandi said after reviewing Computer-Based Written Test at the UI campus in Depok, West Java, on stay. That's the news.
Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. action is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and dyed. The solid is called tagete. To make kasuami, initially tagete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tagete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tagete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Listener, you are still with me on Faisal on Indonesia Today. See it, analyze it, am weird. Because there are sometimes when we try to do something and this is also can be much much weakness, this can be considered as a way as God's willing. Because whatever we do, when it is done wholeheartedly, this can also give good impact for the sake of our life, and even for the sake of the progress of our communities. That's why whatever it is, just do it wholeheartedly. It's clear, you know, that Indonesian government and even until now still continues its cooperation, bilateral cooperation with many countries. And now one of the increasing bilateral relations with another country is with China. In this case, Foreign Affairs Minister Sugiono has expressed his thanks to the Chinese government for supporting the opening of an Indonesian consulate general in Chengdu. He made the remarks during the first two plus two ministerial meeting between Indonesia and China. And the meeting was also joined by Defense Minister Syafri Samsuddin, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, and Chinese Defense Minister Dong Jun. Minister Sugiono stated that the opening of the consulate general in Chengdu will be finalized in 2025 as part of effort to enhance diplomatic missions and services for Indonesian citizens in Southwest China. Voice of America from Indonesia to the world. Listener, it is now at 1:42 p.m. local time, Jakarta. I hope that you are still listening to our program up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. Well, still, we have also, you know, interesting segments that can only educate you but even entertain you for today's edition with me, Ahmad Faisal. Listener, I would like now to show you our another wise words. It is now from Muhammad Yamin. Well, he said, the dream of a united Indonesia is not nonsense, but it is truly supported by the power coming from the history of Indonesia and Indonesian nation. Muhammad Yamin was born in Palawi, Sawahlunto, West Sumatra, on 2nd August 1903. He is a national hero who wrote the script of the Youth Pledge 1928, an important milestone in the struggle for independence. Muhammad Yamin also shared his ideas of five principles that would later become the Pancasila, or five basic principles.
Meanwhile, head of the Natuna Natuna Geopark Management Agency, KGP, announced that the determination of the Natuna Geopark on November 29, 2018 went through a relatively short process, initiated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia. Apart from having natural resources and local culture, Natuna Island is the home base of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia, which is very strategically located opposite the South China Sea, which is now named the North Natuna Sea.
Setahun sebelumnya, 2017 itu ada teman-teman dari Kementerian Luar Negeri berkunjung. In 2017, France from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs visited Natuna. They stayed at Alice Stone. Alice Stone Park, the landmark is a stretch of rocks, a landscape of rocks. An idea came from the France, from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We have to save Natuna with these granite stones. Don't let everything be broken down into the foundation of the house. Because here indeed, the granite stones are used as material for house foundations, but they are not produced for mass sale. But over time, they will run out. Now, the Ministry also sees the location of Natuna in the middle of the ocean, which has been a problem for several countries. Natuna's position is designated as a geopark area and is considered important for an external status. Actually, to become a geopark, Natuna is still a long process, but Natuna gets a very special opportunity. We are given the convenience to follow the entire administration behind. It's like a gift, like the award given by the state to the Natuna region as an appreciation that we are truly in the territory of Indonesia. With the establishment of a geopark, whose noble goal is to save the shape of the earth from now until millions of years to come, until the end of the world.
According to Kiki, the management of the Natuna Geopark area is in a comprehensive and sustainable manner in which there is intervention by the government of the Republic of Indonesia through various ministries and institutions, as well as local governments. This is an important effort to improve